Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. What do you think of when you hear this sound? You are absolutely right, and by that, you were absolutely wrong. It's the sound of trivia or trivial judgment. Abrupt, merciless, and just a little bit humiliating. A bright red light, a sharp noise, and the unmistakable sense that you should have known better. But that's a very modern kind of buzzer. In Uncle Will's world, the sound wasn't about being wrong. It was about something far more dangerous. Not wrong answers, but whispers. A murmur passing from one ear to another. A quiet suggestion that grows louder the more it travels. Not a single decisive noise, but rather a gathering hum. When William first gives us that sound, it has something almost comic about it.
My lord, I have news to tell you.
My lord, I have news to tell you. When Roscius was an actor in Rome.
The actors are come hither, my lord.
Buzz, buzz.
Upon my honor.
Then came each actor on his ass.
Cheeky. See what I did there? And then, with a slight turn of the screw, our fair uncle names the people who carry the gossip, the buzz, on their lips. Buzzers. In his epic Hamlet, it has far less to do with wrong answers and far more to do with the right people hearing the wrong things. By the middle of the play, the Danish court is alive with uncertainty. The old king is dead, the new king wears the crown, and his dead brother's wife on his arm, by the way, and Prince Hamlet knows far more than he can safely say from spectral intelligence. So the court begins to fill the silence. Polonius listens to the young Hamlet's ravings, who has been rather smitten with his daughter Ophelia, whom he spurns within earshot of both he and the now King Claudius. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, mates from college, observe and spy for the regal couple. And Castle Elsinore becomes a place where conversations and plays are staged, overheard, and interpreted. By Act 4, Scene 5, that sound has taken on a dangerous form. Hamlet's father's ghost has visited and told him of his uncle's treachery. A play is staged to force a confession from the usurping king. Hamlet chides his mother, ends up accidentally stabbing and killing Polonius, and Ophelia subsequently loses her mind. Word then arrives that Laertes has returned from France, angry, impulsive, and ready to be steered to revenge over his father's death, and he hasn't even seen that his sister has gone completely around the bend yet.
Her brother is in secret come from France, feeds on his wonder, keeps himself in clouds, and wants not buzzers to infect his ear with pestilent speeches of his father's death.
The root is beautifully simple. Buzz is onomatopoeic, a word that sounds like what it is, the hum of a bee, the vibration of wings, a buzz. From that comes the verb, to buzz, to murmur, to whisper, to circulate information without clarity. And then our fair uncle gives us the next step. Add and you have the agent, a buzzer. One who carries the noise or gossip. Not an insect, but a person. A whisperer, a rumor monger. Someone who doesn't create truth, but circulates suggestion. Unfortunately, now we use buzzer as a thing, generally heard after wrong answers on game shows. But as recently as the 1970s, we still had the gossip element.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.